Welcome to this post-game media edition of Talking Hoosier Baseball. I'm Carl James. Today is Friday, April 1st, 2022. The Indiana Hoosiers have now won their third straight one-run game of the season. It was also Indiana's first Big Ten game of the season, starting the Northwestern series off with a victory. After the game, the media got a chance to speak with head coach Jeff Mercer, second baseman Tyler Dones, and shortstop Philip Glasser.
I thought we pitched it really well, did a really good job. You know, the debate was to send Holderfield back out there for the eighth or after the long inning, and just felt like he was the best guy in that situation. And, you know, obviously it didn't work the way we had hoped, but Tucker was able again to come in and give us a huge outing. What a massive outing. Jack Perkins was really good. You know, what I was most impressed by, most excited about for Jack was the one inning where they scored the two runs, right? You have a couple hit-by pitches and a walk. But then he comes right back. He finishes the inning, doesn't let it get out of hand, comes back and has a clean inning thereafter. And that takes a really, you know, I kind of talked with the guys about having a stiff spine. That takes a really stiff spine to be able to handle that situation, come right back and go get the next one. And that's what you do on a Friday night. If you're going to pitch on a Friday night, you got to be the one that goes to the door, right? The first one through the wall gets bloodied, and sometimes you have to go be that guy. And he gave us a really good start tonight, which is what we really needed. And that gives us, you know, we've had three good starts in a row on the mound, and you know, you learn and adjust throughout the course of the year, and I'm very proud of the pitching staff for continuing to grow and improve throughout the course of the year. But really good start, and pitching overall was really good. Tucker managed a big-time situation there in the ninth and got out of it.
Coach, what was the difference? You struggled with Sullivan, obviously, their starter for six innings, and then you beat up on their two best relievers, other than the change from lefty to righty. Yeah. What was the difference in the approach between the starter and then beating up on the relievers once that changed, and were you happy to see that starter out of there?
Yeah, I was hoping he got their inning or two before that. He hopefully, we never see him again, at least not this year, but no, he just has a really unique fastball property. We don't swing and miss at fastballs very often. It's something that we pride ourselves on, and the arm side run, we were underneath a sinker, which is really unique. It has to be the slot. I don't know all the principles of it. All I know is that we don't swing and miss at fastballs very much, and we swung and missed at more fastballs off of him than I've ever seen us do, or at least this year. So kudos to him. He's terrific. His numbers are terrific for a reason. We had opportunities to put some runs on the board, and we didn't do it. But I'm not upset with our hitters. We've been really good. And the toughness and the resiliency to not get discouraged, but to come right back and then find a way to put up that five spot and go on and hang on and win the game. But no, hats off to him. He's got a really unique fastball, and I hope I never see it again.
Josh Pine has played some great defense at third. He's had multiple runs again today. How important is that to have him in that corner?
Critical. And you're talking to the pitchers about trusting, getting in the zone, competing in the strike zone, and filling it up and trusting your defense. And Josh Pine gives you the confidence to be able to do that. He's incredible. And I've seen some good third basemen. I've coached, you know, top five round third basemen and guys that are, you know, in pro ball, high level guys. And he's as high level of a defender as I've ever seen. And for a freshman, you know, it's an incredible compliment. And so he's just such a tough kid. You know, he's a Southern Indiana, a good deer hunter, which is near and dear to my heart. So he's just a tough kid, and he's willing to get in there and put his nose in there and go compete. Works his tail off, and you're seeing it. Talented kid who works really hard, and you're seeing the outcome. But he's special over there. He won the game, right? The play, he goes the ball to the plate there in the eighth or ninth on that chopper. I mean, he was terrific. And a big hit, too. He's a really good player.
What did you see in Braden Tucker tonight?
He's just tough. He's just tough enough to keep executing pitches, right? He goes a changeup, gets changeup up. You know, flare double on the left field line. He walks the Calarco kid, who's a terrific player, on four pitches, and then it's right back to work executing pitches. He's done that time and again, and he's a veteran. He's been in the arena before. You know, he was a weekend starter for us. He was his sophomore year, which is, it seems like a long time ago now, but you know, he's a guy that's been in the arena. He's pitched, and so you trust him in those situations, and he came through for us in back-to-back games, and that's what you need. You need a guy that's got guts at the end of the game, and he's got guts, man. He did a great job.
Coach, you had a close game today. You got the win. What were there some things that you like to improve on? What did you like about the game today? Because it's the first game of the series, so you've got two more games to go.
Yeah. Well, I think any time that you go out and you win a first game in a close game like that, you have to be really proud of the toughness, and especially to come from behind win, you have to be really proud of the toughness. I thought we played, you know, we had an error at second base we should have handled, but besides that, we played good defense. Like that catch by Sam Yerson to end the game was an incredible catch, and I've coached outfielders, so I know we lost it. The ball off the bat,
And I grabbed Coach Rutherford and I said, he lost it. And now I'm like, just, you know, just hang in there. He finds it and makes that play. You know, we have to be, I would, you know, I'll give our offense a pass tonight because the numbers were good, but yeah, I would like us to be able to make an adjustment faster to be able to at least be more competitive on the starter, but I'll give us a pass for tonight and get ready to go for tomorrow. So, you know, we had toughness on the mound and we competed and we're resilient in that way. So I don't have too much to nitpick on. Like, we need to take care of the ball and the one play there with they scored their two runs. That inning shouldn't have happened. But at the same time, Tyler made a bunch of great plays for us and had two hits and we made up for it. So, you know, just kind of on to the mark.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Anything else?
Bobby Whalen got the first hit, first time through the order. Also saw that he was moved to DH. Was that a precautionary thing for his leg?
Yeah, just he's fine. It just, you know, there's other guys out there that we felt like, you know, with Morgan's an elite defender and Sam's an elite defender and Carter obviously is a good one in left as well. So, you know, just taking care of him, but he's fine. You know, obviously to put him out there to run the bases and he's still the guy that's going to steal and do those things, but just to limit the reps. And that is the great thing about having some depth in the outfield to be able to have different guys in there that you trust defensively to make the plays, but still allow Bobby to be healthy as well. But he's good. I just didn't want to push him too much.
Can you expand just a little bit more on Whalen? It's a guy who was a backup last year, and now he's gone into a major starting role and is one of your best hitters. Can you talk about his improvement from last year to this year in general?
Yeah, Bobby has worked incredibly hard. Bobby was a really talented high school player, had a tough start to his college career, but he's got an incredible work ethic, a great attitude, and he's very, very resilient. And like I always joke about him, he's a Pennsylvania wrestler, which I wrestled, and so I, you know, Bobby and I kind of go at it sometimes and talk about it, but he's just got a great attitude. So his work over the course of the last year is really shown on the field. But you also, as a program, you need to pride yourself on the ability to not always have to go outside of your program to build the program, to be able to build from within, to have young players and freshmen and sophomores that develop and grow and improve. And Bobby's a testimony to that. He's just worked his tail off and he's super tough, and that wins. At this level, that wins.
What was the emotional impact of that scoring run in the seventh inning?
Yeah, of course. That's a big moment, probably one of the biggest moments of the game. So I'm just glad the team was able to take that energy and finish the rest of the game.
In the eighth inning, on that interference, kind of what did you see? And did you think it was the right call? Because it was kind of a bunt in the Bermuda Triangle out there.
Yeah, that's the right call. I mean, I was trying to make a play on the ball. He ran into me, and, I mean, that was kind of a big play. It was kind of a turning moment of the game.
The error you made, was that you trying to go too fast, trying to turn the double play there? What happened?
Yeah, I was just moving a little bit too fast, picked my head up a little bit too quick, trying to turn that double play. But I'm glad my teammates were able to pick me up.
You know, the bats were kind of quiet the first six, seven innings. Who was the person that stepped up and sort of said, hey, let's get things going? And who stepped up in that role to spark the offense going?
Well, we all saw Glasser's double. That's a big hit right there. Bobby Whalen never steps off the gas. I mean, we know this offense is coming at some point. I don't think you can hold Indiana's offense down for long.
You struggled a bit at the beginning of the season with hitting. Now, you've been on base constantly, but you've kind of translated that more from walks into hits. What adjustments have you made over the season?
Yeah, I mean, you no matter what, you just trust in the process. That's one of the things Mercer says. And, I mean, you show up, you go to work every day. And when you have consistency, it just kind of turns on for you at some point.
What was it like when you saw Sullivan come out of the game? Of course, you're a lefty, so what did you like seeing the lefty come out of the game?
Yeah, he was beating me in, both at bats. And, you know, when he came out, brought in the righty, and we knew we just had to stick to our approach. If Sullivan stayed in the game, then it would have been the same approach, just sticking to, we know we're really good offense, and it's always just a matter of time.
What were the emotions after the game-tying double?
Man, I was just happy, you know, to tie that up. It was a really up-and-down game. Hit that ball down the line, just sticking to my approach, just really, really meant a lot. And then just see how those guys respond after I hit that to go up 5-2. That just speaks to the type of team you're.
How much confidence does it give the team moving forward to open Big Ten play with such a thrilling win after, you know, a bit of an up-and-down non-conference?
Yeah, so I think the last week against Evansville, winning those two games that were close, and then being able to win today, it means a lot to our team. Just being able to get in those situations and close out it's really a big confidence booster.
So when the pitching change does happen, when they do change pitchers, what are you as a team thinking when you get up to the plate? Now you're facing a new pitcher. What's going through your head when you get that first pitch?
Yeah, so in our hitters meetings, we always look at the relievers that come in, potential relievers that could come in. So we saw both those guys, you know, on video before the game, and we knew what we were going to get, and that's just preparation, which really led to our success there.
What do you think the team can do to score points earlier in the game?
You know, we've put up runs like earlier in games. Sometimes, you know, you have good ABs, and sometimes you have runners on, and you just don't execute down the stretch. And that's kind of what happened. We left some guys on early, but, you know, we just kept plugging.
Start, one more. You start the season 0-9 in games decided by 3 runs or fewer, and now you've won 3 in a row. Is there anything that you would credit to being able to hang on in close games and, you know, pull them out?
Yeah, so, like I said, last weekend, you know, we won those 2 close games, and then today, you know, we knew as a team that we could close it out, and, you know, just being able to do it means a lot, and I'm really excited for this group moving forward.
Thank you for listening to Talking Hoosier Baseball. The Indiana versus Northwestern series continues tomorrow, Saturday at 2 p.m. See you at the BART.